this case was all about two incredibly good, public-spirited people, as you heard from the judge's remarks, who were good Samaritans and went to the aid of a woman and a baby who they felt was in danger. And tragically, the defendant, who has rightly been found guilty of the offence of murder, lost his temper and obviously killed Alison, a mum of two, and severely wounded her partner, Anthony, as well as also assaulting a woman on the street.
An absolutely horrific incident for everybody involved and for everyone listening to that kind of evidence as well, what happened. But even more tragic with the fact that Alison was just somebody trying to help somebody else.
Incredibly tragic, but what I found from seeing Alison's family and learning about her children is that although they will never be at peace with this and there's no justice really for them in this world or this sentence, with this sentence in mind, they try to remember the good things about Alison and the fact that she did help and she's always been a peacekeeper in the family and has always had good intentions, and I'm sure that will be reflected in her children and how they grow up and how they choose to remember her.
And that's what stood out about this trial, that Alison was such a good character. She went out of her way to help and tragically lost her life. She leaves behind two young daughters as well.
That's correct, and that's for whom this is absolutely the hardest. But I think what you will have seen if you've been following the trial is that it is a big family from Alison and Anthony, and I'm sure they will look after the girls and hopefully restore their faith in humanity, because this was a horrible incident.
Do you think it will deter anybody from reaching out to people and trying to help people if they see what can happen, I suppose?
I really don't think so, because it's human instinct. I think if you'd followed the trial, you might have heard that Alison said something along the lines of, well, I think I'll have a better effect on this because I'm a mum. And that's generally the way people are. And, you know, unfortunately, we hear a lot about bad stories in the media and when things go wrong. But in the police, we deal with members of the public and strangers who help each other out and help us out on a daily basis. And not everybody gets to hear about that. So I'm confident that people will still be helpful to each other.
22 years for Duggan. We heard that he was smirking as he was sent down today. What's your view on sentencing today?
I think it's a fair sentence from the judge. He had to take into account a number of things, some early guilty pleas, the fact that, you know, we never said that he wanted to kill anybody, but he clearly seriously wanted to injure them by using a bottle as a weapon. And obviously the judges are bound by certain rules. The sentences that are imposed have to be concurrent. So I think 22 years is absolutely fair.